Message number 595. Those who humiliate my word given to you, my daughter, cut me through to the bone in agonizing pain. Friday, October 26, 2012 at 6:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my kingdom on earth is about to become a reality. For so long promised by my beloved eternal Father, the new kingdom, the new paradise is the greatest gift. The secret to understanding my new kingdom lies in the mystery of my suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane. When I fell prostrate before my Father weeping with grief, it was because of the loss of souls in the future who would burn in the fires of hell despite my sacrifice on the cross. My humiliation at the hand of Pontius Pilate was not painful to me because of the public scorn, but because I knew that those same souls would be lost to me. And so I wept tears of sadness as I watched them deceived by Satan, an evil force they could not see but who infested every fiber of their being. When you see me worried, my daughter, it is for good reason. For those souls who pour scorn on these messages do I also weep. They are not in the full state of being in union with me. Because of their sin of pride, arrogance, lack of knowledge and humility, they insult my word. They then try to prevent the hearts of those I wish to reach from embracing my holy word. For them do I also weep, for they do not know the serious consequences of their actions as they betray my true word as it is being presented to every one of God's children at this time. So many souls deprived of my word because of the actions of those who say they represent me in the world will be lost. Just as I suffered a terrible agony when facing the jeers of those who stood next to the golden throne of Pontius Pilate, I suffer today. The pain I suffer through you, my daughter, is not different today than it was then. Those who humiliate my word given to you, my daughter, cut me through to the bone in agonizing pain. They have driven the final nails through my suffering soul as I try once again to salvage the human race from destruction. Pray that my Father, through his mercy, will be tolerant of such souls who strive by the hand of the deceiver to render the word of God impotent. Be wary, my children, of those who vehemently oppose my word through these messages. You must pray for their souls. Your Jesus.